My name is Gwen, and I'm a compulsive overeater. Thank you. So the topic is learning that there is a solution. What is the solution? That was my burning question when I first walked into the rooms of OA on May 3rd, 1980. If you told me the solution was to eat dog food three times a day, and I would lose weight, and I wouldn't have the cravings, I might have signed up for that solution, because I was desperate. I had no clothes that fit anymore. I was very obsessed stealing food. Here's some of the solutions that I had tried. Before OA, I would starve myself, maybe for days. Then once I started eating, I could not stop. I would try all the fad diets, Atkins, protein, grapefruit diet. I once found an ice cream diet that didn't last so long. I lived on caffeine, cigarettes, Diet Coke. And do you remember AIDS? Those were those little caramels. Yeah, okay. You were supposed to have two with hot water before a meal. I had a row of them. And then afterwards, another row of AIDS. And what my life story was that I would, I started overeating in my senior year of high school. Some big things were happening, and food was always available. I was growing up on a farm. My mother prided herself in being this wonderful cook and baker, and I ate, and I knew where the frozen cookie dough was. I knew where, I mean, I would go down the basement. This is an old cellar. We're not talking about a nice basement. We're talking about an old cellar. And I knew exactly where she kept the food that I wanted, which was my sugar and my flour. So if I got close to my goal weight, something would happen and I would start eating again. The pattern went on for years. My solutions included boyfriends. If I was in a relationship, I would have to refrain from eating because I would just have to, because I just would have to look thin. So after a number of failed relationships, I can tell you that those guys did not help me lose weight. I thought if they were cute enough, sexy enough, smart enough, rich enough, I would lose weight. And more importantly, keep it off. So what is the solution? That's what I wanted to know. So in the big book, there is a chapter on what there is a solution. And on page 25, third edition, there is a solution. Almost none of us like the self-searching, the leveling of our pride, the confession of shortcomings, which the process requires for its successful consummation. But what we saw, that it really worked in others, and we had become to believe in the hopelessness of the life that I had been living. And then it goes on to say something quite important. It goes on to say that the problem is, it's a double whammy. It starts in the brain, that the idea that somehow or another food is going to solve my problem. And when I started eating certain trigger foods, I could not stop. That was what my Problem was, I could not stop. And as I came into OA and I heard what was said, which was put down the food, the allergy of the body and an obsession of the mind. That's the problem, and the solution is to put down the food. Because if I did not consume certain foods, I did not want to eat, overeat. So, what does that look like if abstinence is the only solution? But I had to find a way to live in this world. I couldn't just live hiding out in my little apartment. It says that the main problem of the alcoholic or the overeater centers in the mind rather than the body. We've lost the power of choice over some alcoholic foods. Our so-called willpower becomes practically non-existent. And I have tried so many times to be abstinent. I tried for, I came in May 1980, I never left, but it took me about 5 years to get any kind of abstinence because I wasn't willing to surrender. I just didn't know how. But the solution is I had to accept my powerlessness over food. That's the solution. I had to accept my powerless over certain foods. I can't eat certain foods because I ate because I was scared, jealous, resentful, selfish. And the 12 steps of recovery says when I follow a spiritual solution, when I practice the principles in all of my affairs, I don't want to eat harmful food. I don't want to hurt myself or others. Do I still have uncomfortable feelings? Oh yeah. What I do maybe is talk to a sponsor, do a step 3, step 4 and 5, maybe it's 6 or 7, maybe it's making amends, or maybe it's really, really holding on to step 11 where I pray only for the knowledge of God's will and the power to carry that out. By living the 12 steps to the best of my ability, I no longer crave food. I'm not fighting it. I'm living a full life beyond what I ever dreamed. I used to lie about my weight on my driver's license. Always did. And I always thought, you know, if I could just get down to that weight on my driver's license, I'll be good. Well, after I had been abstinent for a while, you know, I stopped getting on the scale every week to weigh. I just sort of put the scale away, and one day I got on, and I was 10 pounds below the weight that I lied about. Now, what's really important about that is that it was just another day. It was like, oh, okay, wow. I guess my food plan is okay. I'm able to exercise and I'm sleeping well. And that is the part this talk was about, you know, sort of found heaven and rocketed into a fourth dimension of existence of which we had never even dreamed. Yeah, that was for me. I've never been below the weight on my driver's license. And that was when I knew that it was more than the weight, because I didn't have to start eating just because I was below my goal weight. So the solution is, I couldn't manage my own life. I couldn't live the double life of eating behind closed doors, stealing food, stuffing my pockets with cookies, lying about where the food went. The solution was a new way of life. Surrender. Follow God's plan as best I can. Live in today. Adopt that attitude of gratitude. That is very, very key for me. And the few promises, there are promises that were in our packet. And the ones that really, really are important to me are our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Keep coming back. It works.